Welcome to the Vineyard Church Message of the Week. We hope you enjoy this message. For more information on this podcast or other resources, go to vineyardlive.us. To learn more about us, go to thevineyardchurch.us.
What's going on, church? How you doing? Doing well? Can we give it up for those tuning in, Vineyard Live, near and far, one church, many locations? That's how we do. That's how we do. It is my pleasure to preach on a day like today, on a day where we're celebrating powerful life declarations, on a day where we're celebrating. It's going to get crunk because people about to get dunked. It's going to be a fun day because people are going to be water baptized here, as you can see. And so I love it. And before I go into the message and talk about what water baptisms are, and before I preach on a day like today, we're going to watch people proudly, courageously, you know, emotionally and spiritually pledge allegiance to the King of Kings. But before they do that, I want to talk a little bit about water baptisms. I want to talk about why we do what we do. You know what I'm saying? I want to talk about that. So I titled the message this morning, Why Water Baptisms? Why water baptism? Because my hope is, guys, that I can help clear up some misinformation, some misnomers, some misconceptions, some mistruths, some half-truths, and hopefully you can come away with some aha moments. Hopefully you can come away with less anxiety about what baptisms are, what they aren't. Hopefully we can, you know, be less apprehensive about it. Because questions like, is it really important that I get water baptized, Clay? If I believe, you know, is it really important? You know, or, you know, why be water baptized? What's it actually mean to get water baptized? Do I need to fully be submerged underwater? Because Clay, I've seen how you baptize. You keep them under for a long time, man. You dang all right, I keep them down for a long time. You know what I'm saying? I got to make sure they're dead, okay? You know, I need to see some water bubbles, okay? You know, call it quality control, okay? Come on. But, you know, these questions, they surface like, is it okay that I believe in not get water baptized because, you know, I just got my hair did. And when I go to the swimming pools, I'm only going butt shoulder deep, you know? You know, I'm not going all the way under. So why be fully submersed? So these questions come up, and, you know, we're going to talk about that. We're going to go to the source and hear what Jesus has to say about water baptisms. And we're also going to check out how the early church patterned when it came to water baptisms. So we're going to pray, and we're going to talk a little bit about why water baptize. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing, Lord God. I pray, Father God, that you use me. Speak through me, Father God, and awaken hearts and minds to your truth, to your ways, Lord God, in this thing. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. If you have your Bibles or your apps, you can turn or click with me to Matthew 3:13-15. Matthew 3:13-15. Here is where we read about how Jesus and John the Baptist got together, and Jesus was baptized by his cousin. And check it out, in verse 13 it says this, then Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. But John tried to talk him out of it and said, I am the one who needs to be baptized by you, cuz. Remember Street Hymns version, come on. He said, I'm the one who needs to be baptized by you, cuz. He said, so why are you coming at me? But Jesus said, it should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires. What's going on here? Guys, Jesus was commanded by the Father in heaven to be baptized. This wasn't some, oh, in case if you want or, you know, you probably should. No. For we must carry out all that God requires. We cannot just skip over this line. This line has huge implications. Guys, Jesus Christ was commanded to be baptized. And it's fascinating to see what happens next in Matthew 3, 16 through 17. It says this, and after his baptism, as Jesus came up out of the water, he was fully submerged, guys. He was all in the Jordan River. All up in the Jordan River, fishing, all that. You know what I'm saying? All up in there. When he came up out the water, he was fully submerged. He wasn't just sprinkled by water. He didn't have somebody pour a vase full of water over his head. No, he was fully submerged. And so it says that when he came up out the water, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and settling on him. Descending like a dove and settling. That's what happened right after he was baptized. Right after he was baptizoed, which is basically baptism in the Greek, baptizo, to fully submerge, to dunk, to dip, right? As soon as he was baptized, he came up and the Spirit of God came up on him. The Spirit of God came upon him because he needed power to do ministry. The Spirit of God came upon him because he needed to make sure that he was drenched by the Holy Spirit's power to do everything that he was called to do. Yes, Jesus was fully God and Jesus was fully man. The fully God, fully man, the hypostatic union all day. I get that. Well, I don't. No one does. No one does, really, truly. You know, God was fully God and God is fully man, Jesus. But true, that's the you know, hypostatic union all day for Jesus. But Jesus chose to live on earth as man empowered by the Spirit. Jesus was not a model for us. He was a model as us. He was a model as us. So Jesus, he gets baptized and he comes out the water. And verse 17 says this, and a voice from heaven said, this is my dearly loved son who brings me great joy. He was also affirmed. Guys, he was also affirmed. He spoke affirmation out when Jesus was baptized. Why do we see these things? I believe it's because our simple act of obedience brings about a spiritual release. A simple act of obedience, guys, brings about a spiritual release. And this is the reason why when people get baptized today, I want to pray that the Holy Spirit is infilling and indwelling and stirring up in every way on their lives. Because, guys, this Christian life is impossible to live without the empowering of the Holy Spirit. It is impossible. You cannot do this Christian life without the Holy Spirit. Try it. You'll fail every time. But with the power of the Holy Spirit, you can say no to the things you used to say yes to and say yes to the things you used to say no to. You have the power to say no to sin and yes to Him. Time and time and time again. I'm telling you, that's exactly what He helps us to accomplish. And we can live in power and in power. So we see that a simple act of obedience can bring about a spiritual release. So Jesus gets baptized and he kills it on earth. His earthly ministry is kapow. Like, oh my goodness, this guy is killing it. Then he goes to the grave. He raises again. He's resurrected and he's seen by so many people. And then before he leaves to go chill at the right hand of the Father, he gives us the Great Commission in Matthew 28. In Matthew 28, it says this, verse 18. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. On earth and in heaven, I've been given all authority. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them. As soon as you make disciples of all nations, I want you to baptize them. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Listen, Jesus was commanded by the Father to be baptized, and he turns around and commands his disciples, his sons, his daughters, the family of God to be baptized. It's a command from God. Why? Because a simple act of obedience brings about a spiritual release. Guys, for the same reason why he commands us to be baptized, it's the same reason why he commands us to wait for sex until the marriage bed. For the same reason why he commands us to love each other. For the same reason he commands us to forgive each other, he commands us to be baptized. Why? Because a simple act of obedience brings about a spiritual release. There's so much more for us to do in the kingdom of God, but we've got to walk in faith and obey. Walk in faith and obey. Listen, faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. I'm not making this stuff up. This is all in scripture. If you obey and step in faith, there's a spiritual release that takes place. And Jesus is modeling this time and time again for us. And he's saying, hey, my Father commanded me to be baptized. I am turning around and commanding you to be baptized in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Okay, Clay, I get it. Baptism is our command. Their command. They're not just a cool thing to do. But what's baptism actually mean? What's it mean? Well, I'm going to go through 4 points really quick. Okay, so follow me. 4 points. First point, it's baptism is a public declaration. It's a public declaration. We are making this thing Facebook official. Official. F-I-C-I-A-L. Romans 1:16 reads this, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. Are you unashamed of the gospel? Are you unashamed of this truth? Back in the day when people gave their lives to Jesus, how did they declare to the world? They went to go see John to get baptized. They went to go see disciples to be baptized. And when they did that, they risked being beheaded. They risked being martyred. They risked being persecuted. They risked being a social pariah. Listen, baptism is a public declaration. I believe that there are people here today that believe that their faith is a private matter. Your faith is not a private matter. Listen, if you live for Jesus and burn for Jesus, there's no way that we can keep Jesus on the DL because the world's going to find out you're Jesus' follower one way or another. What's it look like me putting my light under a bowl? I'm going to let it shine. Hide in under a bowl. No, I'm going to let it shine. It's a public declaration. And back in the day when they got baptized, it was a way for them to express they're going all in for the king. Same as for today. It's a public declaration to let the world know I'm going all in. I'm going all in. There's nothing that's going to stop me now. Jesus even says it in Matthew 10:33. Says, but whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven. Oh, that's red scripts. But it doesn't make sense to even hide our light, to make it a private thing, because Jesus is saying, guys, if you're denying me, you're probably not even a part of me. But if you're a part of me, then wear it proudly. Let's go. Let's go. Because if you are a part of this family, if you are going all in me, there's no need to make it a private thing. It's a public thing. So let's make it Facebook official, friends. Romans 1:16, I am unashamed of the gospel. Baptisms are a public declaration. Second point that I want to make, the prophetic act of being baptized means that you have died with Christ. You have died with Christ. Romans 6. 3-4 reads this, or have you forgotten that when you were joined in Christ Jesus in baptism, we joined him in his death? For we have died, and we're buried with Christ by baptism. We are baptized, guys, when we go down into the watery grave, we are saying that we are joining with a death like Jesus. We have joined Jesus in a death like his. That means that we have died and you no longer live for you anymore. You no longer live for you anymore. It is not I who live, but Jesus Christ who lives in me. And the life I live in the flesh, I live by faith to the Son of God. It's no longer I who live. So when we are saying that we're joined in a death like Jesus, then we have died. That's why, friends, I wait for those life bubbles to come up. The bubble's coming up. Jesus, is that you? Are you the only one in there, Jesus? Did the other guy die? Did he die yet? Okay, now you come up. I have died with Christ. It is no longer I who live. It's Jesus who lives in me. The next point. So one is a public declaration. Two, you have died with Christ. Three, you have been raised with Christ to new life. And I love this. Romans 6:4 says this. And just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glorious power of the Father, now we also may live new lives. So not only are we joined in Jesus' death, we have been raised to new life with Christ, y'all. New life. Baptism prophetically declares that we are now living as new creations. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he or she is now a new creation. He or she is now a new creation. He or she is now a new creation. It's new. And you stay new. You don't grow old. You don't just, you know, all of a sudden just, oh, I don't really feel new anymore. I'm just gonna, you know, go old now. No, you're new and you stay new. We are new creations. That's what you're prophetically and publicly, spiritually declaring, that I am new in him. Last point I wanna make is that, point four is that you're part of family. So the first point is you publicly declare. Second, you've died with Christ. Third, you raised with Christ the new life. And fourth, you're a part of a family. 1 Corinthians 12:13 reads this. Some of us are Jews. Some of us are Gentiles. Some of us are slaves. Some of us are free. Contextualize that thing for a minute now today. Some of us are black. Some of us are white. Some of us are brown. Which I thought I was brown. I fall in the black category. Believe that? I'm black. Okay. Some of us are Democrat. Some of us are Republican. This is for you, sis. This is for you. This is for you, sis. Some of us are Democrat. Some of us are Republican. And some of us are independent. Some of us just don't care who we are. Some of us are Trump supporters. Some of us are Obama supporters. And some of us just don't even know. But this is what I want to talk about, because this is the biblical but. This is a biblical but. Biblical buts are good. And this for you, sis. But we all have been baptized into one body and one spirit, and all share the same spirit. We all share the same spirit. We're baptized by one body, one spirit. We are all family. We are a part of a beautiful, dynamic, diverse family. When Peter preached his first sermon under the influence of the Holy Spirit, 3,000 people came from different tongues, tribes, networks, groups, peoples, everything. They came together and they were baptized under one name, under one spirit, under one baptism. Listen, if you are in Christ, I have more in common with you than a blood relative who doesn't know him. We gotta stop this division stuff. Oh, I'm gonna trip over your difference. You don't vote like me, you don't think like me, you don't act like me, so forget you. No, we need to be linked up in arms because we're focused on the W. We're focused on the W. I don't care, you can be green. I don't care, you can hate me because you don't think I vote like you, but we're linked up in arms. Forget all the differences. Let's advance the kingdom of God. That's what it should be about. None of that little petty little, who are you? I can't flow with you. No. We're the kingdom of God. Don't let me get cool in the gang up in here. We are, okay, let me stop. I forgot my towel, girl. I got my towel up here. I gotta get my tissue going on. So why water baptize? Because you are commanded to. You are commanded to as a prophetic declaration to say that you're one, unashamed. Two, that you're baptized in Jesus' death and Jesus' life, and that you are baptized in a family of God. That's why we baptize. That's why we baptize. And if you've already been baptized in Jesus, then be reminded of who you are. Then be reminded that the day you said yes to Jesus, you said no to the world. You said no to acting like the world. You said no to typing like the world. You said no to arguing like the world. You said no to all that. Be reminded that on the day you said yes to Jesus, you said that you would be hidden in Christ. Colossians 3:1-3 says this, if you have been raised with Christ, if then you have been raised with Christ, seek things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on this earth, not on things on this earth. No, set your mind on things that are above because you have died. And your life is hidden in Christ in God. We are hidden in Christ in God. Guys, we are new creations. Are we living like a new creation? Are we living as the reality, the spiritual reality of us being a new creation? Are we living that way? You see, some of us would rather look like the world than look like the new you. Look like the old us. The new us, and I can go there too. Yeah, there'll be days where I'm going into the graveyard trying to dig up my old self, try to pull up that corpse, that stinky, nasty thing, and I'm smelling, oh my goodness, it stinks, but I don't care because I want to live stinking sometimes. I got some stinking thinking sometimes, some stinking doing sometimes. I'd be wanting to put Tic Tacs in the man's mouth, but the breath still stink, you know? I want to put perfume on it. Baby girl, hook me up with some nice perfume from Ulta. You know what I'm saying? The other day. I want to put some perfume upon there. You know, it's still stinking. You know, it's smelly. But I want to act like that sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, man, I see things going on Facebook. Christians going back and forth. Rah, 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 rah. And I'm like, God. And one thing that gets me really hot is the internet courage going on. And you got the courage to say that behind the keyboard, but not the courage enough to say it in someone's face. Okay, wait a minute. Then I'll be wanting to like, bro, you sounding real tough behind the keyboard, exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. Close your Facebook account and get alone with Jesus, exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. Yeah, that's good, right? Okay. Yeah, right. Backspace. But that part's good, though. Backspace. Delete. Live to see another day, Clay. Why? Because you're a new creation. You don't go back and forth like that. I'd be like, bro, who do you think you are? The rebuking Rambo? ? What are you doing? That's right, right? Come on, I can rebuke in love. Backspace. Delete. Dang, live to see another day. Clay, what are you doing? But I want to resort to the old me. But I'm not the old me. I'm the new me. And I can say no to the things I used to say yes to and say yes to the things I used to say no to. I have the power because the Holy Spirit in me, renewing me daily, renewing me daily, renewing my mind. Guys, you can, when the storms come, you know, when the fears come in, and want to, you know, try to take you out. Bow, bow, fear. Oh, man, I'm fear of that. I'm fearful of this. Wait a minute. I can remind myself, I'm hidden in Christ. And if I'm hidden in Christ, I know that perfect love casts out fear. Now get out of here. I'm a new creation. So then when the storms of life comes, oh, circumstance this, the storm this, storm that. Wait a minute. I can remember I'm hidden in Christ. So if I'm hidden in Christ, the peace of God that passes all understanding can cast out any storm. Get out of here, storm. I'm the peace. Jesus is the peace in me. And so when the Facebook conversations come to get on my nerves, oh my goodness, Facebook, oh no. Wait a minute. I remember that I can use the two most anointed keys on the keyboard, backspace and delete. And then I'm reminded, hey, I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. Perfect wisdom casts out the spirit of stupid each and every time. Hey, so I'm good. So for those that are being baptized today, that have been baptized, remember, you're a new creation. We're new creations. Do you believe it? Do you live it? Are you reminded of it? Be reminded, you're new creations, because our simple act of obedience, guys, will bring about a spiritual release. So, in closing, I'll leave you with four points to consider or to remember. If you're being baptized, consider it. If you have been baptized, remember. Consider or remember this about baptism, that one is a public declaration. I'm gonna let it shine. I'm unashamed. I'm going to let it shine. Two, that you've died with Christ. Three, that you've been raised to new life in Christ. Four, that you are a part of a family. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for what you are doing, how you are blessing, stirring, encouraging, and filling every one of us here right now, Lord. I pray, Father, that today not only be a day of celebration, but of breakthrough, Lord God, that we can take our life, our relationship, our communion to a new level in you in every way. In Jesus' name. And the church said, amen. Amen. God bless you guys.
Thanks for listening to the message today. To experience more powerful messages, go to vineyardlive.us or join our Vineyard Life Plus community to view conferences, trainings, and special teachings.